You're listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, with your host, certified life and spiritual coach, Naz Rose.
Hello, welcome back to Third Eye Talks. I am your host, certified life and spiritual coach, Naz Rose. And if you can sense excitement in my voice, it is because I am indeed so excited. I am coming off of a call with a client that I have been working with for a little bit now. And for the first time in our sessions, we have been able to see the results of all of her work and all of the work that she has done, and also her ability to see that the changes that she experienced and is now getting in her life, and these things that she's loving about her new life, are a direct result of the work that she has done. And of course, it's most exciting for her, but it is also very exciting for me as her coach, because every time this happens with a client, you get this thing as a coach that allows you to see what it really takes for a person to experience change in their lives. It isn't for everyone. There are some people who will always remain the same, who will never make the changes, who will consistently talk about what they want to do and the things they want to experience in their lives, but never actually do them, never invest in themselves, which is so important in order to have the support to get things done. There are people who just will always and forever talk about it and focus on the issues and the problems and the traumas, and not actually do the work that it takes to alchemize all of that energy and turn it into something positive. So as a coach and a mentor and a spiritual, a spiritual coach as I am, it's very, very beautiful to see it happen. It is really breathtaking to see that alchemy happen within a person, and then to see them see their results, it just really is the most incredible thing to watch. So again, I'm very excited from that. And I thought, I want to make this podcast a direct reflection of, or go through in this podcast, through what this client did that actually brought the changes about in her life. And to give you some questions to ask yourself to see if you are ready for the changes that you keep saying you are ready for, if you're ready for the universe to deliver. So let's talk about that. Now, before we do, I want to say we have officially launched the Summer of Intuition, and I'm so grateful to be doing this program. It's going to be a 5-week program, intensive, and it's going to be all about following your intuition without judgment. So what are some of the things that you will see in the program if you decide to join us, which I hope you do? Number one, you're going to see your intuition code, your unique way of using your intuition. Okay. What that's like, what is intuition and what is a thought or desire, and how to distinguish between those two things. How to use the elements, air, water, earth, fire, to bring about the changes that you want and to tune into your intuition. We are also going to be, as a collective group, taking at least one big leap together in that 5-week span. Okay. So if there's something that's been on your mind, something that you've been mulling over and you've kind of been talking about it and you're ready to actually take action, join us inside the Summer of Intuition. An added bonus is I am hosting the entire thing with someone who I really respect and admire, which is Kat Bloom. And Kat is a medium, and she is also a spiritual consultant, and she is incredible. She actually leads a community here in Miami called Spiritual Potluck, where many of us spiritual intuitive folks have found a home and events and all of that. So Kat is going to be joining me to facilitate. We're working on our speakers, on facilitators, and on the program now. Kat will probably join me within the next two episodes to discuss what Summer of Intuition is all about. So if you are interested, please go to believeitlifecoaching.com and click on upcoming events, and you'll be able to see Summer of Intuition on there. The cost for all 5 weeks is $333. Yes, we intentionally are using angel numbers in our price, and that that $333 price is for all 5 weeks, and it's going to include a welcome package with a bunch of goodies and, of course, every webinar session. So very, very exciting. Again, go check it out, believeitlifecoaching.com, and I hope to see you in there. Now, to this podcast episode, which is, are you showing the universe that you are actually ready, right? Or how are you going to go from simply adjusting to change to calling change onto yourself? And the reason that I'm starting the episode off with this is because, or the discussion off with this is that that is one of the key factors that I noticed in not just this client that I spoke to today, but all of my clients, is the shift between being people who simply adjust to changes that show up in their lives to becoming people who bring change onto their lives, right? They do things that create intentional change in their lives. Of course, one is passive and one is actually aggressive about things and actually calls on change, calls on action. And the other sort of type of person is more of the person who says, when change arrives, I will adjust to it. Okay, so that is one big shift. And that's a question that I want you to ask yourself right off the bat. Does the universe know that you are ready for everything that you want because you are actively bringing change onto yourself? Or are you taking a passive approach? Because when you take that passive approach, the universe will simply give you, come on, I'm going to give you a moment to think now that you've listened, hopefully, to a couple of Third Eye Talks episodes. If you are putting out passive energy into the universe, what is the universe going to give you? Passive energy in your experiences, right? So we don't want that. We don't want passive lives. No, we want active, passionate, amazing, wonderful, big lives. Every single one of us wants to live our dream life, our dream life, our biggest dream life. And if we want that, we have to bring on the changes and we have to show the universe, universe, I'm ready. Give it to me. Bring me what I've been asking for. Here you go. I'm doing this and I'm taking this risk and I'm doing this new thing because I know that when I go ahead and show the universe my lust for my life and for what I want, the universe is going to give me more opportunities that make me feel in love with it. Okay? Manifestation 101. Now, what are some of the things that you can do to bring on change into your life instead of just passively accepting it? Okay. Are you going to change where you live, whether that's your living space or the town that you live in, or even the country that you live in, or the circumstances or the look of where you live? Okay. Are you going to purge out things that have been in your living space for so long to create space for new experiences? Okay. How are you going to change where you actually physically live and the energy of it? Because that energy is so important. Okay. That was one of the things that my client today pointed out. She's completely changed residences. And she said to me, I can't believe how much of my energy was being drained by the place where I lived and had lived for so long. And I can't believe how quickly my energy has shifted now that I am in this new space and I'm only, you know, an hour away. I haven't moved across the country, but I can already feel the changes. So what are you going to do to change up your living space to shift the energy and to therefore bring on changes into your life? Okay. When it comes to career, when it comes to work, what kind of risk are you going to take? Are you going to finally ask for the amount that you feel you deserve? Are you finally going to go after the position that you think should be your position? Are you going to quit because you know that you're never going to get what you want? Are you going to actively go and look at your dream companies that you've always wanted to work for and apply for them? Are you going to spruce up your resume? Are you writing down the dreams that you have for your career and for the thing that brings you your money? Okay, second house stuff in your natal chart. What are you going to do to work through your second house? Are you going to maybe file your LLC? Are you going to start putting together your products? Are you going to build a website, even if you don't launch it yet? Are you going to build a website? Are you going to start an Instagram with the name of your company or your desired company? What are you going to do to revolutionize the area of your career? Okay. For this amazing client I'm talking about, she consciously created a plan, an exit strategy for quitting her job. And she got out of it and she set a date and she put it on the calendar. And bam, the day came and she gave in that 2 weeks notice and she left. And she hasn't looked back. And things have just been coming to her consistently because she took a risk. Was it easier for her to stay in that job, which was giving her a pretty good amount of money? Sure. But she decided against it. She decided to go with her intuition and to understand that that job was just taking life away from her. And then she created a plan to get out of it. What was she going to do to continue to generate income without having to have this tie to this place that was just soul sucking for her? So what changes are you going to make in your career? And why is this important? Well, because we spend most of our lives working, okay? We spend the majority of our time and energy doing our work. And that thing that takes up so much of our time should be pleasant. Okay. And I know you're like, duh, Naz, obviously it should be pleasant. But people forget. You get in a job and you look 10 years, 12 years, 15 years down the line, and you're like, wow, I've just been kind of going through the motions of being here. And I haven't stopped for long enough to ask myself if I feel joy still out of doing what I do. It's not passion. Do you feel joy still? Do you still feel like it means something to you to do your job? Okay. And if it doesn't, what are you going to do to actively change what you do for work? Because once you flip that switch, the universe is going to bring you what you want. Okay. Now, I have been laid off of jobs and I have quit jobs. And I can tell you, in between those two circumstances, the better outcome, the one that led me to so much happiness and passion, was quitting. Okay? Because I brought the change onto myself. I knew what I wanted. And I said, universe, I am committed to what I want. And to show you that I am committed and that I am not a passive energy, I'm going to quit this job and I'm going to allow you to catch me. And it did. Okay. So I have been in the passive and the aggressive side of switching energy when it comes to career. And trust me, you want the one where you have ownership and you bring change onto yourself. Okay. And then what are you going to do to put and ask out in the world to have your needs met? Okay. This is a fundamental thing. And honestly, something that I have learned way too late in life. if I'm being 100% honest, which you know that I always am, I learned later than a lot of people and earlier than a lot of people that you have to ask for what you want. And again, that may be a thing where you're like, of course, Naz, but it isn't necessarily intuitive for all of us. Okay. Many of us, including the client that I'm talking about today, wanted certain things, right? We know what we want. We know what we desire. We're in tune with our desires, but we don't always make the ask. Okay. We don't always ask for stuff for a multitude of reasons. Okay. That haven't things that haven't been healed, mindsets that we grew up in, things that people taught us, things that we learned through experience that we made an assessment based on those experiences and we haven't been able to change them. We don't ask. And I've talked about this in previous episodes of Third Eye Talks, but what I have learned through now working with some incredible women leaders is you always have to give your ask, okay? Ask for what you want. Make it clear, make it concise. And that goes not just as you vocalize what you want to other people, but as you ask the universe, okay? Ask and be clear about what you want, okay? Which brings me to my final point. Are you clear? Are you clear on what you want? Because if you haven't reached a level of clarity, you will not be able to get it. Okay. So again, my incredible client who just blew me away today with where she is. And I'm blown away just because it's mind blowing to see what someone can do, but it's really because she put in the work. What you see there is that she went from I'm not sure, and I have a hazy idea of what I want to this is exactly what I want. This is exactly what I feel. And this is exactly what I want to attain for myself. And now I see with clarity that I'm building a blueprint for my life based on what I appreciate, based on my desires, based on my opinions, based on my rules, and not anyone else's except myself. So, are you clear? Do you know what you want? Okay. Do you know what your dream is? Have you written it down? If it's not important enough for you to write it down, then you don't care about it enough. Okay. That's step number one. If you really care about bringing something to yourself, write it down. Okay. Create a personal vision. Go back to Third Eye Talks episodes. One of the first five episodes is about creating a personal vision. Write your personal vision down. Okay. Have that. That is your guide. Those are your coordinates for where you want to go. And you have to put them into the system, AKA the universe, in order for you to get to where you want to go. Okay. And then from there, you just navigate. But it's so much more. And I'm sorry for all the cheesy analogies, but it's so much more about putting yourself in the driver's seat of your life, putting in the coordinates and going in the direction that you want. That is when change happens. And like my client and I were talking about today, so many people will be like, you're so lucky. No, no, no. You are not lucky when you do that much work. You have worked for it. Okay. You get to benefit and live extraordinary things when you do extraordinary work and you make extraordinary decisions and you make even crazy decisions. That is when you benefit the most in your life. You go from, again, adjusting to whatever shows up in your life to actually being a master of change, okay? Of bringing the change on into your life, of what you want to experience. So get clear on all of these things. If you need help, if you need someone to help you through the process, reach out to me or any other coach, someone that you see on Instagram, someone that you see online. Just get someone to help you along the process. It works. Invest in yourself. Okay. This is a lesson that I too have learned only now that I've become a coach and that I see what it does for people to invest in themselves. Have I started to truly invest in myself? So invest in you. You deserve it. Join me in the Summer of Intuition. You can do that. You can join me for one-on-one coaching. You can join the Change Master Society, which is a monthly membership, and we're going to support you through whatever you're going through. Just do something. Show the universe that you are ready, okay? That you're not one of these people who talks about the changes that you want to see in your life endlessly. No. You bring change onto your life. And through doing that, you live an incredible, incredible life that people mistake for you being really lucky. You're not. You work hard and you create the changes that you want for you using your spiritual badassery, okay? Your spiritual connection to the universe, your energy, your ability to alchemize, your ability to create. You are a product of the creator, made to create, okay? Not meant to accept and just take whatever comes your way and deal with whatever comes your way. No, you create. You have the energy of creation within you. Use it. And if you need me, I will be here. We will be in Summer of Intuition starting July 6th. We will be in Change Masters consistently. And I will be here for you if you need me. But invest in yourself with me or anyone else. Just make an investment in yourself and in your changes. I guarantee you, you will not regret it. Your dream life is waiting for you. I hope you go and look for it, okay? That you become an active searcher and an active doer, all right? I'll see you next time on Third Eye Talks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, brought to you by Believe It Life Coaching. Follow us on Instagram at Believe It Coach or visit our website for more information. BelieveItLifeCoaching.com.